Oh, celebrity phone once again blink. I don't even know how we have time for all these calls, but let's do another one. Hello, you're on the air with Jeremy.
Hey, what up? It's Vinny Guadagnino from Jersey Shore, and like the situation.
Oh.
And we wanted to say a big happy birthday to Jeremy. 40th birthday. It's a big one. Congrats, buddy.
Yeah, baby.
It's not. I don't know how this keeps happening. It's the 12th anniversary of our show, but thanks, guys. I appreciate the sentiment. I really do.
Many, many mazels.
Oh, well, thanks for calling in, guys. Appreciate it. Let's check in with you guys, though. Jersey Shore, back on MTV. The gang is up to no good, really, right? Let me start with you, I guess. Vinny, who has matured and grown up the most?
Probably Mike, you know, because he's just, obviously, he was always, like, such a big villain, controversial person on the show, and now he's, like, inspirational to us. He's sober for years now, and he's the guy that, you know, you kind of want to be around. And in the past, you know, we used to be like, keep me away from Mike.
I got to ask, Mike, did you ever think that you would sort of be the inspiration to the group?
I mean, I wouldn't rule myself out, but, you know, maybe years ago I couldn't see the transformation, which, you know, I could only hope to be the man I am today years ago.
I think that we all grow up, though, right? I mean, we all have fun in our, you know, in our younger years, and we mature, and we grow, and we learn from our, you know, I guess you could call some of them mistakes, right? But it's awesome that you've seen a great stride. So then, Mike, on the flip side,
I mean, no, I was saying that this is Vinny. I was saying that, you know, that's what I think makes this time around of our show so great is that, you know, we are more mature, so we are different in some ways, but like, we all haven't changed that much. I mean, anybody who says that they're, you know, they're that different, I mean, some aspects of your life change, but we all still like to have fun. We dropped our egos. We like to party. We're not in a competition. We're all make fun of each other, and we support each other. And, you know, we have a balance of life of partying and also real life responsibilities.
You know, we don't keep things too serious on our show, but Mike, obviously you've gone through some, you know, some really big things. What was the defining moment for you? Like, what happened that made you say, I need to change?
I just realized that my way was not working, and I needed to change. You know, in my 20s, I was wild, I was immature, I was arrogant. You know, I needed a change, and that's when I decided to get sober and work one day at a time to be the best version of myself. And, you know, in life there's going to be some things you cannot change, but there's going to be some things you can, and those are the things I work on a daily basis.
Well, again, it's been a great progress. And Vinny, back to you. You know, you guys refer to each other as family, but I have to know, from the cast, who would you absolutely count on to get you out of a jam? Who would be that one person that you would think to call first?
I mean, my best friend for, you know, my roommate on the show, Paulie D, has always been, you know, the guy, he responds like lightning, too. It's so funny. Like, as busy as he is, he's always like, he'll literally respond to you in like 2 seconds, no matter what he's doing, whether he's on a plane or whatever. But I would also take the new situation, because this guy's all about, like, doing good deeds for himself lately, so he'd be like, oh yeah, I'll go do this with Vinny, because it's my service for the day.
Jeremy Bradley here, back with Mike the Situation and Vinny from Jersey Shore, celebrating 12 years on the radio. Thank you so much, guys, for calling in. Again, despite what you heard, it is not my 40th birthday. All right, let's have some fun here. Mike, finish this sentence. When I hear Snooki's name, it makes me think of...
My sister.
Nice, okay.
Oh, she's like, well, our sister, so yeah, definitely.
Okay, Vinny, finish this one for me. If I could go back in time and relive one scene from the first series, it would be?
Probably when we went to Sicily. I met my family for the first time over there with my boys. And never in a million years did I even think I'd be at my family's house in Sicily, but with these guys, you know, filming this show.
What's it like, though, to really open up your life? Because I imagine, and I could be wrong, but when you signed up for a show like that, it was more about just partying, having a good time, being carefree, but then, you know, you're taking now the cameras into your life and seeing these life changes. Either of you, I guess, could respond to that.
Yeah, I mean, we have, like, a definitely interesting job, you know? It's you don't want to, obviously, expose everything. You know, some people keep things more private than others, but at the same time, you know, what makes us popular is that everyone relates to us and our problems and our life situations. So, you know, we kind of have to just walk that line between exposing certain things, being vulnerable, but also, obviously, you know, there might maybe some things that, you know, we don't just put on a show for the world for, you know?
Let's be honest, I think most of you guys exposed quite a bit on the first run, right?
Yeah, we definitely exposed ourselves. yeah, like you said, it's a fine line from being authentic and genuine to, like I said, exposing yourself. But we pride ourselves on unapologetically being ourselves, and that's why it's good TV, and we're very proud of the product that you guys are seeing right now.
Well, it's really made a mark in, you know, pop culture. But I have to ask then, is there any embarrassment, Mike, of any of the things that you've watched the show back and seen it played out? Any embarrassment, or do you just say, hey, you know what, I've learned from this?
Yeah, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. It just comes down to just being young, and I wouldn't be the man I am today if I didn't make some of the mistakes when I was younger. And we're just showing a real, true, and authentic journey for a number of years now that the fans have been with us. And I'm very, very proud to show my journey and show my transformation and introduce the new situation, which is the Inspirations.
Well, let's talk about the new series then. Or I guess it's sort of the return of Jersey Shore, but what can we expect then in the next few episodes? What's coming up for you guys?
So basically it's, you know, now that we're living in the house for a couple, you know, the first couple episodes, we were just kind of getting there, getting acclimated. Now that we're there, I think shit is going to start to hit the fan. People are going to start to unload on each other. So lots of drama between the roommates. Because, you know, we're cooped up in that house 24 hours a day. We have no phone, no TV. So, you know, we're bound to, like, butt heads. So that's where you get the drama from. But also, you're going to see some real, like, life-changing moments from our life that are going to affect some cast members for the rest of our lives. So I'll tease you with that.
Mike, what's one moment we should be watching for that is your favorite?
I think the whole season for me is a redemption season to show, you know, America and the viewers and the world a new side that maybe they haven't seen before. And I've worked very, very hard for many years to be at the process and person I am today. So the whole season I continue to try to improve and be the best version of myself. So this is a really big season for me.
Well, it sounds really interesting. Can't wait to follow along with you guys. So when can we catch Jersey Shore's back on MTV, right?
Yep, every Thursday at 8 p.m. on MTV. It's also a global airing, so it's airing all over the world. So there are Jerseys all over the world, so check your local listings. But out here, it's 8 p.m. on MTV.
It's a great family reunion. Well, Mike the Situation and Vinny from Jersey Shore, thanks for calling on our anniversary, not birthday. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.